All right, this is Marty Lurie, Ken Griffey Jr., 1999. Ken Griffey, come on in here. Did anyone tell you where you were going to be drafted?
You know, nobody told me I was going first, second, or third. I just wanted to be a high school kid. You know, I still did the things that high school kids do. Yeah. I didn't worry about it. I mean, it wasn't something that I could worry about. I could just go out there and do the things that I love to do, and that was, number one, play baseball and hang out with my friends. And, you know, if I got drafted, I got drafted. I didn't. And luckily I got drafted, and you know, that day was real quick. They announced it, and then I got on the plane and went to Atlanta with Dad. And that was my draft day. I mean, they wanted me to be out of Cincinnati where people couldn't drive by the house and do things like that. So I got on a plane, went to Atlanta. Willie Stargell hit me some ground balls in the outfield and with my dad early. Actually, I watched my first big league game from the dugout. It's just a different view. I mean, I was never a bat boy, things like that. So it was new to me. And they played a couple practical jokes on me, light my shoestrings on fire. So I lit everybody else's shoes on fire who lit mine on fire. So the three-alarm fire, that's where I learned that from.
How did you find out that you were the first pick? Who told you?
My dad. Because usually the first pick has a chance to talk to a team. And my dad said, you know, if you want to go first, you can go first. But the decision's up to you whether you want to go first or not. And I said, sure. Number one, yeah, I'll do it. And that was it. He had no more questions. He said, go. I'll see you later.
You're picked first. And when do you sign? And then where do you go?
Actually, I had agreed on the numbers before the draft day, like right on draft day. So I see draft day was the second. My brother's birthday was the 3rd. I graduated on the 4th. The 8th, I was in Seattle. The 11th to the 16th, I practiced in Bellingham. The 16th, I played my first game.
What did you think of it? Now, of course, you'd been around baseball, and you know, you'd seen it. Now you're seeing it from the rookie league.
It's just like anything. It's just baseball. I mean, you know, everybody hit, run, throw. You know? Just the higher you get up, the closer they are to the plate, and that's what I had to learn. So, yeah, just be patient, have fun. And, you know, I think I was more homesick than anything. You know, 17 years old, being out on my own. Those days, you didn't get your signing bonus right away. I got it a month into it, but it was a chance for me to hang out. Mom came in. I was hitting 2-something. She said, I don't think I'll come visit you unless you start hitting. Just a motivational factor. And I ended up hitting like 312, but had a lot of fun. I mean, learned a lot. Yeah, I was the youngest player on the field anywhere I went. Just watching guys move up and down, and you don't want to stay in one place too long unless it's in the big leagues. And that's what Dad said. He said, it doesn't matter where you start your career at. You know, as long as you get to the big leagues, that's where you want to be.
Well, always a pleasure, really. I always enjoy talking to you, and I appreciate it. Ken Griffey Jr.
Thank you.